hint, the sight, with your light. Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is...
That's to me, MC, music with the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is...
That's to me, MC, music with the crowd.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is...
Greetings, greetings once again. Welcome to the Into the Cypher podcast. I am your host, your waiter, your yoga instructor on this thing called life, Cypher the MC, the Muhammad Ali of MCs, the homie from next door, the brother from another mother, the Bronx Don himself. Listen, it's the middle of the week, I get it. It's the middle of the week, you're trying to find that little extra oomph, the little extra motivation to continue to press forward, and you've come to the right place. On this podcast, we talk about any and everything that can help us be the best version of ourselves on this journey called life. And I say we because I'm on this journey with you. I use my life oftentimes as a point of reference or subject matter to show that I'm not above anyone else or anything such as that. And if you're new to the podcast, give me about a minute before we dive right in. Got to get our disclaimers out the way before we get started. But if you've been rocking with me for a minute, hey, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Continue to drop a mic on that like button for you, boy, if you're watching this on The Real Cypher TV on YouTube. Continue to share the podcast as usual as we're trying to go international, global, worldwide to get the message out to be the best version of ourselves. And now on to our disclaimers. The highlight of the show. I'm not a psychiatrist nor a psychologist. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm not a family doctor or anything such as that. I'm not a lawyer or legal counsel or financial counselor or anything like that. I don't have any masters or doctorates on my wall from Harvard. I am just a regular. Say it with me now. I am just a regular Joe Schmo. Just a regular guy giving the benefit of his experience, his observations of human nature. Shout out to MJ. On this journey that we call life, and again, I say we because I'm on this journey with you. Listen, I get it. You could have been anywhere in the world. You more than likely are, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Shout out to Jay-Z. Now, we got our disclaimers out the way. We're about to get into the meat and potatoes. And as I said last year, coming into 2024, the gloves are going to be off. We're going to talk about any and everything that basically help us to get to that point where we begin to really understand who we are, understand our purpose, understand that we are here for a reason. The Creator does not make any mistakes. You have a purpose. This platform that I have currently is basically what I use as part of my purpose. And I want to bring as many people close to him as possible so that they can see, hey, that you have a reason to be here. I fully believe that. If you have any questions or anything such as that, or have any comments on the show, definitely hit me up on Instagram and or Twitter. To all my Twitter tweeters out there, Cypher the MC. All that good stuff will be in the description below. Today's topic. Are you complaining more than being grateful? Are you being more ungrateful than complaining? Are you always complaining about something, what you don't have, where you are currently in life? You know, we complain every day. We're human. We're human beings. There's always going to be something to complain about. Whether you're complaining about another person, whether you're complaining about a service of a restaurant, complaining about traffic, complaining about the long lines that you have to wait in, complaining about something this company or that company lacks that you think that they should have, or in this day and age, it should be made available. We're accustomed to complaining, but when was the last time that you actually stopped? Just took a moment, took a breather, and said, you know what? Instead of doing as much complaining as I normally do, instead of showing how ungrateful I am for many of the things that I take and take advantage of, I'm just going to take a quick moment and just maybe make a small list of the things that I'm grateful for. Grateful for being able to walk to and fro from the bathroom under my own power. Being able to get up each and every morning and have a job to go to. Or if you work from home, you know, still have employment. Have a vehicle that I can call my own. And even if I have a car payment, it's mine until I pay it off. I can get around to where I have to go, but get back and forth. There are a lot of things that we take for granted. We take these things for granted because we're so busy complaining about what we don't have. But if you really think about it, the amount of things that you and I, again, I'm here with you, the amount of things that we complain about pales in comparison to the amount of things that we should be grateful for. I truly and honestly believe that prior to the podcast here, prior to recording, you know, I always pray before every podcast that it reaches someone that needs to hear the message, that it reaches at least one person, no matter where they are in their life, that it reaches them and it resonates with them on some level. I had to actually take a moment and say, you know what? Father, I know I complain a lot. I complain about people. I complain about things. I complain about the way that I perceive the world, and I feel that it could be better. You know, it would make better sense to do this and better sense to do that. And I know tomorrow I'm going to complain again. There's going to be something I'm going to complain about. I'm going to make a remark or an observation about something. And I'm going to, you know, oh my gosh, why do they do that? Why is this being done? Why is this not being done? Why can't it be done this way? I think it would be done. It would be better if it's done this way. I already know. But today I had to actually take a few moments to actually be grateful. I spoke to my dad maybe about an hour or so ago prior to recording. And he let me know that over the weekend, you know, there was this mass or this lump that within 72 hours it had increased in size, and he had to go to the emergency room, and you know, they performed a procedure, you know, incision, and drained what was, you know, whatever was there, you know, I'm guessing was fluid from his chest. And he recently had, and last year he had heart, chest surgery on his heart. So of course it's something that he's not taking lightly. He's taking his health more seriously. And I just had to stop and be thankful. I had to be thankful that it was something that he didn't have to stay longer in the hospital for. He went to the emergency room. They was able to see him rather quickly. I know, it's unheard of. I know, right? They was able to see him rather quickly, perform the procedure, and he was able to go home a few hours later. And I had to take time to say, to be thankful in that moment. My aunt and her best friend came back from a cruise a couple of days ago, and I had to be thankful that they made it back safe and sound. I'm blessed in a lot of ways, in many ways that I often don't say thank you for the blessings. Oftentimes I'm complaining about a lot of things that I see, because I feel whatever way I feel about it, I'm taking a look at it from a different vantage point. So I'm like, okay, this is going on, that is going on. You know what? If it's done this way, it'll be better because da 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 da. In my mind, I'm right. I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks that you know, if you do it the way that I'm telling you to do it, if you do the, you know, if you would do it the way that I envision it being done, it would be a lot less headache, pain, so on and so forth. It would be so much easier. And I think I'm learning. I would like to feel that I'm learning to kind of ease off of the complaints. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop, because there's always going to be something that I feel could be done better, could be handled better, could be viewed better, could be approached better. You know, I'm always looking for some way to improve, whether it's improve communication, improve a procedure or a process of doing something. It's always a steady road of improvement, progress. And this is one of those areas that I feel that on some level we all need to improve on. We put more of a balance towards the things we complain about rather than actually weighing what we should be appreciative of and grateful for. I'm still blessed to have both my parents living. I know I'm not, you know, in some sort of minority or anything such as that, but I kind of grew up around single parent homes, single parent households. So to come across and have, you know, my mother and my father still around, still able to communicate, you know, they're like, you know, best of friends versus, you know, I can't stand him or I can't stand her, the typical, you know, way that it sometimes goes or is portrayed on TV or anything such as that. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I wasn't pitted against, you know, one parent against the other. I wasn't in the middle of that. I wasn't, you know, oh, your mama this, oh, your daddy that. I'm grateful for the love and of, you know, I have a few friends, individuals that I can actually call friends. But I'm grateful for each and every one of them that I do have. And I'm sure we have, hopefully you have someone like that, that you can call in the middle of the night and say, hey, I just need to talk to someone. I don't need any money. I don't need for you to bail me out of jail. I don't need a place to stay. I just need someone to talk to. I'm grateful for those friendships. And as we get older, we tend to kind of appreciate things more because we tend to understand that time is a currency that we really don't get a replenishment of. It's slowly dwindling down. It's slowly decreasing as we get older. If we're blessed to see another day, then guess what? Take that day. Not the whole day. Of course, you're going to take some time for yourself. But take a few moments out of that day and just say thank you. Thank you to the Creator. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me with people who will check up on me. Just to check up on me. Just to see how my mental health is doing. Not my physical health. not my emotional health or anything such as, they want to see how I am doing, how my mental health is doing. Thank you for those individuals who believe in the vision, believe in the brand, believe in the business idea, believe in, the mother or the father going back to school, you know, pursuing the higher education, so that way they can show their children that no matter what, you never stop learning. If you want more out of life, then you're going to have to put a little bit more into it. We have to be more grateful than we complain. Many of the things that we complain about, we cannot change. We cannot fully change. Let me put it that way. We cannot fully change. We may be able to influence. We may be able to kind of redirect. We may not be able to fully 100% be in control of it. So oftentimes, what is complaining actually doing is just a way for you to vent to yourself. Because I'm sure if you are complaining to someone else, they're going to get tired of you complaining and be like, oh my gosh, all they do is complain all day. Wait a minute, I'm complaining about them complaining. Complaining really is just a way for us to kind of vent how we really feel and express it without the threat of any, any kind of flash, any type of, backlash or, rebuttal or retort. Because in our minds, even in my mind, I believe I'm right. I know I'm not right about every single thing, but I like to think that most times I at least have a better way of doing something or better way of handling something than from what I'm seeing or from what I'm hearing. That's just my perspective. Your idea about yourself may be totally different. It may be totally different than mine. But the fact of the matter is, guess what? Complaining never got anyone anywhere. But if we are more grateful than we complain, if we are more appreciative than we complain, even if you complain about something 11 times, you complain about something 11 times in a day, be grateful for 12 things. Be grateful for the time that you have with family members. Be grateful for the food that you eat, where you're staying. It may not be the best, it may not be what you want right now, but guess what? You have a roof over your head. You have electricity, running water. You have food. You have clothes. You're able to walk and talk and see and hear without the aid of any instruments or anything such as that. It's so many things to be grateful for. So why spend more time complaining than being grateful for those little things? Those little things add up. Those little things definitely add up. And I wanted to bring this message because it kind of hit home to me that, that conversation with my dad, it kind of weighed on me a little bit, because I'm like, he's not one to express, hey, this is what's going on with me, typical man stuff, this is what's going on with me and this is what happened and blah, blah, blah. It's more or less just, I'll handle it and we'll take it from there. And if it gets too bad, then I'll let people know. But he let me know. We have that type of relationship where we can talk and things of that nature. And I'm appreciative of that. It wasn't always like that, but I appreciate where it is now, to the point that I had to just say thank you. I had to be grateful. I had to say thank you. set a prayer for him to cover him, to, you know, continued recovery, speedy recovery. He's already talking about getting back into the gym and working out because he likes to work out and things of that nature. And that's awesome. That's great. And I'm grateful for that. And that's why I felt that this episode here, sometimes we have to kind of reset ourselves and say, okay, everything may not be going as I planned it in my life. Remember, there's a greater architect of your life than you. Everything that the Creator says no to, that means a bigger yes is on the way. You just have to hold fast. Are you going to gripe in the meantime? Yes. Are you going to complain in the meantime? Yes. Are you going to, you know, cry and moan and, you know, wonder why and question? Yes. Why? Because we are human. We are human. I hate to use it as an excuse. It's just the nature of who we are. But we have to have faith that the Creator has a plan for our lives, and we have to trust in that. And it's hard, I know. It's very hard. It's a lot easier to look someone in the face and ask them why this, why that, why this, versus an all-knowing, all-powerful being, the Creator of the universe. And we can't get an immediate, well, this is because this, or you're waiting for this. This is coming at this time. We want to know the time, date, hour, all that sort of stuff. And when it doesn't happen like that, we tend to complain. It's time to do less complaining and more being grateful. So that's your challenge for this week. Continue to make those goals. Continue to write down each and everything that you want to do and accomplish for this upcoming weekend. Yeah, it's Wednesday. Guess what? It's Wednesday. You got, what, 3-4 more days? Small goals, baby steps. Continue to share the podcast. If you feel that someone could maybe use some motivation, some inspiration, definitely pass the podcast on to them. Share it with them. And things of that nature. Continue to drop a micro and a like button for your boy. Hit the subscribe, all that good stuff. Again, thank you so much for your support. Thank you just so much for listening. And as always, before you love anyone else, you must first love yourself. And I am out this thing. The Bronx Dawn. Cypher.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...